Game Changers Live is sponsored by the Trionos Group, retained executive search and management consulting in the marketing arena.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to this edition of Game Changers Live. This is your host, Dennis Trionos. Today I am joined by David Brown, who is viewed by many as a genuine trailblazer in the content marketing field. David has held senior leadership positions at Ogilvy One, and most recently, Meredith Accelerated Marketing, where he was the EVP and general manager. David agreed to talk to me about the future of content marketing.
David, thank you for joining us today on Game Changers Live.
Thanks for having me, Dennis. It's great to be here.
David, you're one of the most experienced content marketers in the industry. In your opinion, do agency leaders and CMOs really get it when it comes to content marketing?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's, you know, it's really early days. So the idea of next generation is it's probably puberty at the moment rather than next generation. But you're right. I think the majority of CMOs believe that content is the future of marketing. Interestingly, the majority of those clients, they don't have a strategy. They're just starting to develop content to fuel all of the channels. And what I've heard recently is that the majority of clients actually don't want to work with agencies on this. They don't want to work with their ad agency, their digital agency, or their media agency. And I think it's because agencies are actually misreading what content marketing is about. Agencies view content marketing as a creative exercise, or they view it through a paid media lens, and that's wrong. Content marketing is much broader than that. It's much more strategic. If you ask a big New York agency what content marketing is, you'll probably have them running to Hollywood to try and recreate BMW films. But actually, it's much more strategic and more operational than merely creating film.
As it's the early stages of companies, clients finding their way through the maze here, right? In terms of agencies creating resources around being ready for this sort of onslaught of content marketing, what can they do from a sort of a strategic point of view to find the kinds of people that will fuel the growth of content marketing in their organizations? Obviously, we're in the recruiting business, so it kind of makes sense to ask that question.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a question I get asked actually every day by people in the agency world, because even to my last point, the clients believe they can do content marketing themselves, but that's overly optimistic. And so they are going to reach out to agencies who have content marketing specialist skills. And I think what agency leaders need to do is start to develop subject matter expertise for their clients and for their customers of their clients. And the really, in my experience, the best starting point is making sure that they understand the customer journey of their clients and of their brands, because content has to be developed in a way which ties back to the customer journey and helps improve customers going through that journey. And the agencies should define content as broad as possible. It's not just service journalism, it's not just advertising, it's really everything which a consumer touches. And if they do that, then they can take a very broad view.
So I want to talk a little bit about this customer journey issue, because if a client is focused on getting relevant content to that consumer at the hopefully the precise point in that journey, it presupposes that they have great insight into that customer and their mindset, the way they migrate around the web, et cetera, et cetera. How important is analytics in that whole understanding of the customer journey experience?
Well, it's really one and the same thing. Big content, big data. You can't have big data unless you have customers engaging with content. So the development of content is one thing. The amount of data which gets thrown off is actually the engine of optimization. So for every content creator you hire, you'll probably need to hire an analyst or an analytics manager to understand how engaging that content is, and then to be able to give a brief back to the content creators to create more content which is even more relevant to the needs of the customer.
I was at a client the other day, and they had a big plaque on the wall, and I don't know the attribution of this quote, but the reference was, this business used to be full of madmen, now it's full of mathmen. And I think there is something to be said there, certainly based on what you're saying, that those folks are becoming sort of the advertising madmen of
tomorrow.
That's
right. Right. I think the god of the agency world, or the goddess, used to be the creative director.
Right.
It's really now the analytics director. And in pitch settings, increasingly, it's the analytics director who has the highlight of a pitch. The creative director really fulfills the vision which the analytics team is showing them. So in the drama of a pitch, the analytics person is no longer the person who gets bumped at the end of the meeting because they have run out of time, but is really leading how a story should be told to a client.
In your experience, in the hierarchy of things that are important to a client, is content marketing right at the top of the priorities list of the hierarchy today? Is that what clients are focused on in terms of driving their brands and their consumer engagement?
I think no, they're okay. Not. I don't think they are at that stage yet. I believe what clients are really focused on is improving their business outcomes, more sales, more hard results across the board, and content is one of the tools they have. They're worried about the increasing cost of media. They're worried about the decline in talent in the agency world. And I would say that content has emerged in the last year or two as a really interesting experiment, which is in the process of becoming mainstream, but is actually creating a lot of stress within marketing organizations, because marketing organizations typically are not set up to deal with thousands of pieces of content.
Right.
They're set up to deal with TV ads, print ads, digital plans, which are one-dimensional, relatively simple. The scale of content needed to really fuel relevancy and personalization creates a lot of demands for clients, workflow, legal approvals. These are things which clients are now wrestling with, how to create the marketing organization of tomorrow.
Does a client need an agency, a content agency of record? Is that where the world is kind of going in your view?
I think clients need another agency like a hole in the head.
Okay.
They already have too many agencies, and the trend is towards less agencies, not more. But clients need at least one agency with genuine expertise in content. And chances are that it will be the same agency who has expertise in digital or social marketing. That's where the majority of content is needed, are in those channels.
So as agencies evolve to match and meet the demands of clients, important clients, how does their structure, the framework, their talent needs, and their strategic direction morph going forward? If you were the king of the world and heading an agency, how would you structure the content agency, the quintessential content agency?
It's a great question. I think the pillars of a successful agency with content at the heart would be a client leader to manage the relationship who is an outstanding collaborator, because to be successful in content, you have to be able to work across all disciplines and all channels to allow the content to travel. So your account director has got to be one of those brilliant diplomats who can allow that to happen. You need to have a strategist who is a strategist in content. You need to have a content director who would be the creator of content. And then you need to have an analytics director who would be optimizing the work which is being done. So those are the four pillars, and they would scale as your business grows, but the pillars would remain the same.
So if you had one industry that you could hand select where the talent of the future is going to emerge from in the content field, give us a flavor of what industry or industries these people are being grown at now.
Yeah, I think the industries where content plays particularly well is where there's complexity in the buying process, and where the customers or the consumers need a lot of information to navigate through that complexity. So the industries which come to mind are the ones where considered decisions or purchases are being made: automotive, insurance, healthcare. The whole emergence of Obamacare has led to a lot of complexity, which means that millions of people now need to buy insurance every year, make their own decisions. But there's a whole language and ecosystem which both the companies and the consumers have never navigated through. So that's really perfect for content to help consumers navigate through that, and to reduce the burden of customer service teams on the client side to actually take a phone call to say, well, what exactly is a PPO or an HMO, and a deductible, and maxing out for my deductible, and specialty pharmacy.
Right.
What's the difference between specialty pharmacy and pharmacy? Kind of questions where there's complexity in an industry which is really emerging for the first time.
Before we sat down at this session, we talked about the fact that you have teenage children. Is this sort of the next generation of consumers? Are they engaging in content at early stages, at the teenage and maybe even younger stages, to make purchase decisions?
Yeah, I think it's a bit scary to think out what's really going on. I was actually watching my younger son talking or texting on screen whilst playing a game with someone far away in Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. And I think that generation are content creators already, and they're using tools in ways which adults probably can't even imagine. And I think what's interesting is that both young and old people are getting more sophisticated. One of the stereotypical views is that boomers are not connected, but the average number of devices which a boomer has is three devices. A millennial has 3.7, a teenager, well, my teenager has one or zero, depending on how well behaved he is. But I think all generations are getting equally connected. This isn't a millennial trend. Increasingly, boomers are getting as connected. I think many people with parents in their 70s or 80s have given them iPads, have set up Facebook accounts, so they're, you know, their grandparents are as connected as their grandchildren these days. And I think that's helping the generations in the middle, Gen X and Gen Y, just to keep up with the Joneses.
So in your view, should content strategy connect with brand strategy overall?
It has to, because the content strategy can't be self-serving. It's not good enough just to have a great content strategy. It's got to connect to the business and improving the business results. And the brand strategy is the bridge to the business goal. There's a great opportunity for a content strategy to really muck up a brand strategy. Brand strategies, the best ones, are very single-minded, are very consistent. A content strategy is much broader, much more varied, multiple pillars, multiple stories, topics, but they all have to ladder up to what the brand strategy is, so that the overall impression, the tone of voice, is consistent with how the brand should communicate. And I think what's interesting is some of the best brands in the world are actually some of the best content marketers in the world. If you think about companies like Adidas, Apple, Ford, these companies are building really interesting reputations as storytellers. And the best brands have stories to tell. You just have to dig and dig and dig and bring them to life. And the advertising agency world is very good at finding those stories. Their limit in the past has just been they've only had 30 seconds to tell those stories. But now the amount of real estate, the amount of channels which are available allow those stories to be told in a much more deeper, broader way. But it all has to connect back to that brand strategy. And I think that's a role for the ad agency to play, is to make sure that the content strategy doesn't go renegade, doesn't start recreating brands or creating different brands which confuse the consumer in the marketplace.
You know, not a week goes by where we don't spend time with an agency leader and they talk about the importance of storytelling. Yet, quite frankly, the art of storytelling is not really as advanced as one would think, right? The fact of the matter is, when we look for people who are great storytellers, they're few and far between. In your view, what makes a great storyteller someone that can convey and engage with brands and connect with consumers? Mm-hmm. What do they have that's special? What do you have that's special?
Yeah, not much. I think the interesting thing about storytellers is that they are great listeners, and they are able to draw out the ingredients of what makes a good story, whether they're interviewing clients or interviewing consumers or getting into the fabric of a company. And then they have the ability to turn it into a story which is memorable. And I'm a great believer that memorability is the secret of success. If the story can't be recalled, it's not going to have impact, which isn't going to affect business. But if the story gets remembered, then it has impact for a longer period of time. And I think the great stories get remembered. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of an obvious point, but you've got to find a way to tell the story, which means that people remember it the next day, the next week, the next weekend, right. So that when they go searching for that model brand, or they go searching for that food or that insurance product, they can connect the dots and remember it. And I think there's some tricks of the trade to do that, to use sound, to use color, to use texture, to use smell, to allow a brand story to be remembered. I remember speaking to a CMO of one of the major hotels, a hotel's brand through smell. Mm-hmm. So if you go into a Western hotel has a very particular fragrance. You go into a Hilton has a different fragrance, and that's their brand strategy. It's the main ingredient is when you walk into a hotel, you can recognize it through your senses.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I know that you talk to, you're a trusted advisor to CMOs. If you were sitting down with a CMO who said, David, you know, I really would like your advice on what it takes, what I need to do to be a more successful leader in the content marketing aspect of my overall chief marketing function, what advice would you give him or her?
I think the CMOs I've been talking to are all wrestling with a variation of the same issue, which is the proliferation of content is creating a lot of stress in their organizations, which are typically based around products or channels. They have their product teams, they have a brand team, and they have a digital team, an advertising team, a media team. These are all, frankly, silos. And silos are the enemy of content, strategic content. And I think the forward-thinking clients are recognizing that this is a moment in time to reorganize and to become a true marketing organization and to be customer-facing. And to maybe, rather than having teams which are based on channels or products, to have teams based on customers. Procter & Gamble started experimenting with this maybe a decade ago, where they developed an organization around cohorts, their important audiences. Now, I don't think that that structure survived, but I think it was the right idea. And I think client organizations in the future are going to be based around audiences, around customer groups. And then the channel teams are going to drop down a level, be more delivery based. The strategic work is going to be done around developing insights around customers, so that products, bundles, marketing, communications can be developed in a very relevant and collaborative way.
You've been listening to Game Changers Live with David Brown. David, we have worked in the personalization area, and content, of course, is an integral part of all of the personalization. Help clarify for us where content falls in the personalization hierarchy, or is, in fact, personalization a subset of content? There's some confusion out there, especially on my part.
Yeah. No, I think it's a good question. The connected question is, what's the difference between customization and personalization? Customization is what a customer does to make things relevant on their own. Personalization is what a company does on their effort to make something more relevant to the customer. But the future of content and personalization is really one and the same thing, because there's no shortage of content in this world. You can find content wherever you want it, for whatever you want it. If you're a new mum, you get saturated with content. But personalization, taking a new mum as an example, a mum wants to know the relevant content for her baby at a particular point in time. An 8-week-old baby has very different needs to a 1-day-old or a 3-month-old. The content needs are completely different, and the marketer's responsibility is to make that content as relevant as possible, and personalization is the way to do it. And every direct marketer listening will know that the more you personalize, the higher the response rate. Personalization never reduces response rate. The only question is, how much increase will it get for the cost of personalization? Because personalization isn't cheap. It's expensive to develop the content you need to really fulfill a personalization engine. But you can find the sweet spot by testing your way through that to personalize, monitor, see what the increase in response rate is, and then make sure that your investment in personalization gets the return on investment. It's a concept which I call return on personalization, or RP.
We'll remember that. You've been listening to Game Changers Live. Our guest has been David Brown. David, thank you for being a guest on Game Changers Live and helping us understand where content marketing is going in the world of brand marketing.
Dennis, thanks very much for having me.